Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity. How may I help you?
Can you speak up, please?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Charity.
Can you talk up louder? Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
I can barely hear you. Okay. What company is this? Yes, uh-huh. What company is this?
You're calling a third-party call center helping assist with products of dietary products, meal enhancements, skincare products, CBD products, and some electronic products.
Because I don't remember ordering anything, so I don't remember. So I don't remember recognize this amount.
I can see if you have an account with us.
Okay, that would be good.
All right, can I have your zip code, please?
95821.
All right, and can I have your first and last name?
Agnes Nielsen, AgnesNilsen.
All right, give me one moment, please. All right. So I do see an account with that first and last name. Could you verify the shipping address, please?
2701 Corabel Lane, number 181 in Sacramento, California, 95821.
All right, and thank you for that as well. All right, so I do see here on the 11th of May, a Focus watch was ordered during a pay shipping handling, as well as I see a warranty. And so with that, paying shipping and handling, it puts your account on a 14-day trial as stated in terms and conditions. If the customer don't call in to cancel the trial, they'll be billed a one-time charge of the original amount of the watch. And when the customer do call in before the 14 days is up, they keep the watch at shipping and handling cost.
Okay. I need to cancel this because I don't remember I got a watch, but I don't want another one.
No, ma'am. You wouldn't be getting another one. When you pay shipping and handling and you don't call in to cancel the 14-day trial so you can keep the watch at shipping and handling cost, it'll then bill you the original amount for the watch you received and will send you a different watch.
Okay. Can I get my $69 back?
No, ma'am, that would be a valid charge.
Okay. I think it's not a valid charge, but how do I complain to someone to get it back?
All right, let me see here. It would be a valid charge, and we do all follow the same protocol, but I can do a 35% refund.
Okay. So how much is that?
All right. All right, with the 35% refund, that'll be $45.48 back into your account.
Is there anything better than 35%?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, then that would be it, and then cancel anything else.
All right. All right, so you should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.